Latin?
It is.
It is.
What does it mean? What does it stand for? What is the Latin word?
Quod est demonstratum, or something like that.
Quod est
demonstratum, or something like that.
Yes. What? Basically, what has been determined or demonstrated?
Okay, so homework here. Homework number, what is this? What was the last one? The last one was 7, so this must be 8.
Wait. So what was the thing you gave us yesterday?
That was just a... I don't know. Oh, yeah, I guess maybe we need to talk about that. Do you want to count that as homework or just as an exercise to work on?
Practice test.
Yeah, the practice test. I gave out a practice test yesterday. You need to get a copy from me, Travis, and anybody else who wasn't here.
I was kind of hoping that was the practice test.
This? Oh, yeah. Oh, this is too easy here.
Practice
tests are always harder, right?
Hmm.
This is just a lecture worksheet.
I would argue that point, but it would not be beneficial.
Yeah.
I don't want to give you...
Maybe there was a... Let's look at the practice test here.
That's the one that you handed out.
Yeah.
Did you ever find your practice test?
This problem might be easier than the one we're going
to
do today. One of the problems.
And I took it.
Do you want to count that as a homework or not? So what was the word? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Shall we take a vote?
Yeah.
Any speeches? Okay, all in favor of homework for yesterday's practice test. So I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or something, huh? Maybe 7? Looks like anybody opposed?
Me.
Oh, there's 3 opposed.
You're opposed, but that's just because...
Okay, so it looks like too bad. It looks like this will now be... Okay, so what that does is that postpones this homework, which will actually be, I can tell you what the homework will be. Maybe I should put it down here. Yeah, I'll put them down both up here, and we'll give you a break next day, which is Friday, right? Yeah. So homework number 8 will be the practice test. The practice exam of yesterday. Okay, so homework 9. Man, I'm not used to writing 2 homeworks on the same same day. Homework 9 is derive all the properties of Laplace transforms. Table. What table is that in the book? Anybody got their book and know what table that is? Table something or other. If you can find out what table number that would be great.
Which? Table number? 14. No, that's this is table level Laplace transforms. I want the properties one. Is that on the, maybe it's in the back of your book, I don't know. What does it say in the back? Is that the same? No, that's just integrals. It's in chapter 14 or something. Or next page. 14.2.
Okay. And there will be an exam problem from one of them.
So both of those are assigned today?
Well, this one right here is assigned on Friday, so this is Friday assignment. And this is Wednesday assignment.
When's our next test?
We got to finish Laplace transforms before we do the next test. So
before we talk about it.
Well, before we do it, we've got. I'm guessing we've got about another week, at least of Laplace transforms. So today is Wednesday. You know, we could possibly have an exam like the very end of next week or probably the beginning of the week thereafter. So I don't know what the syllabus says, but I think I may be behind on the syllabus.
So anyway, you'll get one of these properties on the exam. So what that means is, you know, just learn how to derive all those things and you will get points on the exam, okay? That's easy, right? Just do that. It's not hard to derive all those things. They're not hard. Just learn how to do them, and then you will get points on the exam for sure, guaranteed. Okay, one of those will be on the exam. You see that? Say, oh yes, I can do that. You know? Okay. So that's. And why am I doing this? Well, remember the first problem on the last exam. You know, that wasn't derive the properties, but if you know the properties. And you'll know the properties if you know how to derive them, right? If you've derived them a number of times, then it helps you with those kind of things, right? It also helps you do the inverse transforms. So that's why. Okay, so today what I'm going to do is application of Laplace transforms to circuits, okay? And this is kind of what made us think about the, you know, doing the Laplace transform in the first place. But what we're going to be doing is we're going to do like we did in phasors. And what we did in phasors was we looked for shortcuts, okay? So we're going to be doing the shortcuts today. But we'll kind of derive them. I want to do an example here. I'm going to put u of t in. This is the unit step function, you know, 1 for t greater than 0, 0 for t less than 0. I'm going to put a resistor here of 2 ohms. I'm going to put an inductor, 1 Henry, and a capacitor, 1 farad. And there'll be an I of t going around like this, and that's what I want to find. Okay? So we want to, given I of 0 equals, what does it say on your thing here? 1 ampere. Okay, and what about the voltage on the capacitor? Okay, I made this thing too fast. Let's just say it's 0. Yeah, if we had 1 amp to start with here in the IL. Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm just going to say it's 0 because it could be anything. So, and VC, this voltage right here, VC of t,
and VC of t of 0 equals 0. Okay, I'm going to start out and make it easy, okay? Okay, now find, the problem is find I of t. Okay, so this is actually a transient problem with a steady state response. So it's really, you know, got the whole mess. If we were going to do this back in circuits, you know, using differential equations, it would take us all day to do this, right? I mean, all class period. So let's just do this. And what I want to do is I want to do like we did in circuits. In circuits, we change this inductor to a J omega L and the capacitor to a 1 over J omega C impedance, right? So I should be able to make impedances in the S domain and write these things as impedances. You know, maybe this will be like a 1 over SC and this will be an LS or something like that. We'll see if that turns out. So let's see what we can do to do that. So I want to take a inductor, I guess, to start out with, because that's the first one there. This is L, and this voltage right here will be V, and that'll be I, and I say V equals L di dt, right? That's in the time domain. Do you agree? That's the the IV relationship for the inductor. So over here, I'm going to make an S domain thing, and I'm just going to Laplace transform that. So this will be V of S equals L times S I of S minus I of 0. Right? This is just the Laplace transform of that using the derivative property. Is that okay? And so if I look at this, this is L S I of S minus L I of 0. Right? So that says the voltage is made up of two parts. It's made up of this first term and this second term. Now, when you add two voltages, what kind of a circuit needs two things together, you know, adds two voltages? Is it parallel or series? That's what we got to figure. Parallel adds two currents because current comes in and it splits, right?
Yeah, series.
So we want two voltages because you'd add them, you know, going around the loop, right? So this would be something like this. This thing here, this will be V of S, and this will be LS, and I've got I of S coming through here like this, and then I have this voltage right here, which is going to be LI of 0, and it's a minus, so I put the minus there, this is LI of 0. So let's see if this works. So I'm saying V of S equals LI of 0 plus I of S times L of S, times LS, right? It looks like it works then, right? This is the circuit that has this equation. If I'm playing like I did with phasers, you know, and just thinking of this LS as an impedance, right? Is that okay? Now, this isn't the only one, because there's if this is like a Thevenin here, you got a voltage source and an impedance, right? I can make that a Norton source, right? Now, the way I'd get that Norton source is I could solve for this I of S, and then there'll be two terms on the other side, right? So I could do that down here. I could say V of S divided by LS. And then I'm going to have to bring this guy over. So it'll be plus I of 0 over, I'm dividing by LS. The L's cancel, so I just have an S. And this would be I of S. And so that would be the equation for a Norton circuit. And so it has this kind of a thing here. I guess I'm not sure which way to put the inductor right now. I mean the arrow. Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing right here. This is going to be V of S. And we have I of S coming in here. And it splits. This is LS. So what I'm saying is the I of S is equal to V of S divided by LS. That's the part going down the inductor, right? So V of S over LS is this part right here. And then I have this part over here, so it looks like it's that thing right there, and this will just be I of 0 over S. Is that okay?
Yeah.